Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Stepping in, it will be Mound City's Chance Sowers jumping up against Micah Makings. And the Panthers control the tip to the backcourt. They go left to right to the south bucket here in the first half this evening. Mound City High School. Sowers for three from the left wing. Up, no good, and a rebound picked off right away by Micah Makings for the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays on the road to the blue tonight. Mound City in the home whites. Makings all the way down the lane. Sowers blocks his pass away. Coming up the floor with it, Trevor Tubbs for the Panthers. Elevates, still a 10-foot jumper on the right side. Up and good. Mound City takes the early lead, 2-0 here. To the front, Heron down on the left side now for Eden Burke. Work the ball around the perimeter, out top. Now over to Heron again, down in the corner. Micah Makings, three ball, no good. Rebound, tipped away. Out of bounds, it's going to be Blue Jay basketball, okay. Inbounding will be Cade Makings. Out top, Phillip Heron. Man-to-man defense for Mound City. To the top again, swing it around. And now with it is Skillet. Comes left side to Micah Makings. Makings looking for help, holding the basketball now into the paint. Burke spins up and off, no good. Skillet with the rebound, it won't go. And the rebound grabbed by Sowers. Here come the Panthers the other way now. In the front court quickly, Trevor Tubbs with it. Hands it off again now to Salisbury. Excuse me, that is Zembles. Now down low and a pass inside from underneath and up and good by Sowers. It's 4-0. Mound City with the lead. Good job there on that pass by Brandon. We come the other way now. Burke with the basketball on the left side. Floats his way back to the top of the circle. Skillen right side to Makings in the corner. Out top to Burke. Burke holds it, looks for a cutter off the baseline, finds Makings, and he got ran into by Trevor Tubbs, who picked up the first foul of the game at the 6:02 mark. Rockport brings in Brecken Kelly and Corbin and Jacob into the ball game. They will check in. And here's a three-ball blocked by Salisbury. It's put up by Micah Makings. And then Salisbury got tripped from behind as he's heading up the floor the other way. Foul will be on Cade Makings. His first foul of the ball game for Rockport. Zembles over to Salisbury, left side. Double team on the sideline, gets away, reverse, floater, no. Rebound brought down there by Makings. That's Cade Makings. He'll give it to Micah. Micah, the senior, off the left side to Jacob. Back out top to Burke. Swing it right side for Makings. That's Cade, and now to Burke in the paint. Dribbles down, dishes it out to Micah Makings, right side. Micah Makings into the paint, keeps on going. Blocked by Salisbury on the shot. Headed the other way. Nice crossover, leaving it short is Brandon. Rebound brought down by Trevor Tubbs. Tubbs elevates, but we get a whistle as he passes the ball out to Salisbury. And he must have stepped on the end line out of bounds. It's going to be Rockport basketball. So the Blue Jays will inbound it, and Micah Makings will work it up the floor. 4-0 Panthers early on. Brecken Kelly with it. Off the left side now for Cade Makings to Micah. Micah holds at the elbow beyond the three-point line and now works the ball back to Aiden Burke. Cross court, Jacob with it, looks to underneath. Micah Makings slips away from one defender, gets underneath another, and then scoops it up and in for the first Rockport bucket of the 4:41 mark of the first quarter. And up the floor, knocked away by Cade Makings. He went up, jumping right on the edge of the sideline, had to go off one hand, and by the time it came down, it landed out of bounds. Good effort. Here's Zembles, gives the ball in the middle at the high post, and a jumper is no good by Trevor Tubbs. Rebound to the Blue Jays to make Cade Makings. Now throw it ahead to Burke on the left baseline. Back out top. Didn't make a clean catch. Kelly got it back down and gets it to Jacob. Jacob on the right side gives the ball up there for Kate Makings. Into the paint and back out to Burke between the circles. Left side of the elbow once again. Corbin Jacob down the lane and losing the basketball, dropping it, was Cade Makings, and the Panthers come up the floor with it. Right side now to Tubbs, back out to Zembles. Tubbs, the elbow beyond the three-point line. Zembles down the lane, right side, up and got it. Nice shot, tough shot, and the Panthers up 6-2. Timeout, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Six for Mound City, two for Rockport here early on in this ball game tonight. Panthers, two each for Trevor Tubbs, Chance Severn, and Keaton Zembles. Kate Makings with two for Rockport. Pretty solid defense on both ends. Inbounding the basketball, Corbin Jacob in the backcourt to Micah Makings. Both teams, here's a pass from Makings, stolen, throwing it across the floor into the Mound City crowd, out of bounds. Trying to come up with it, Trevor Tubbs, the ball was going out of bounds after he deflected it. He just threw it, hoping a teammate would get it. Inbound the ball to Bannock Skillen, who's back in there. Heron also back in for Rockport now. Now it's Heron, left side, Skillen, who shoots the three well to Micah Makings. Down the lane he goes, left side, runs into three defenders. Somebody's got to be open. Heron with it, back to Aiden Burke between the circles, and now Micah Makings, left side, will reset. Drives left, cut off to the free throw line. It is going to be Burke, no. Rebound by Corbin Jacob for the Rockport Blue Jays. Back out to the top to Cade Makings. Left side to Heron. Heron to Jacob. Corbin back to Micah Makings. Elevates two-pointer from 16. No. Rebound grabbed by Salisbury from Mound City. Ahead he goes into the paint. Shot up, and it rolls over the edge by Trevor Tubbs. Tough shot there. Just barely had enough oomph on that to get to the rim, and when it got there, it started crawling. Went up and over. 8-2 Mound City. Aiden Burke with the ball away to Corbin Jacob between the circles. Moving left. Started by Quentin Brandon, who knocked it away momentarily for the Rockport for Mound City. Pass underneath. Micah Makings with a nice assist to Brannick Skillen. Makings with his first two of the night. It's 8-4. Mound City leads. They take timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We come back here to live action. 8-4, Mound City with the lead at home and the basketball. Here we go. To the high post. Ball goes down to Trevor Tubbs. He throws it left now to Quentin Brandon. Quentin moves down and gets it underneath there for a Chance Summers. He can't connect. Offensive rebound, and now an offensive foul call as the ball went back out to Salisbury. Gavin picks up his first, team foul number two, with 1:48 to go in the first quarter. 8-4 Mound City. quickly up the floor the other way to Corbin Jacob. Jacob tries, pulls up, leaves the ball inside, went to Skillen. Knocked loose from Mountain City. Now we got a scramble. Picked up by Zembles. Held ball. Will keep it on the Rockport end with 92 seconds to go in the first quarter. All right, inbound is going to be Cade Makings from the baseline. Looking back out. Gets it in there to Micah Makings, and he dribbles the ball out top to Cade Makings, left side. Defended, hands off to Skillen. Skillen dribbles around the top. Micah Makings for three on the front edge. No good. Rebound Salisbury. Salisbury to Zembles ahead up the floor now to Tubbs. In the middle, and Summers has it blocked from behind. Ball comes down to Burke. Skillen runs out of the other end and lays it up and in. Good job there by Rockport. Both ends of the floor. 8-6 with just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Off the left side, the ball goes to Quentin Brandon. Zembles inside, knocked loose. Zembles has got it back now to Summers. Inside out, and a three ball off the rim from the left corner. No good by Brandon. Kept alive by Salisbury. Another rebound. He'll pass it off. He'll get it back. He'll go around the defender. Now leans in, fires it short. No good. Volleyball up in the air, but stepping on the line before he got his hand on it. Trevor Tubbs. And it's going to be Rockport ball with 30 seconds to go. A chance to tie it or take the lead here with 30 seconds left in this first period. To the front court. And here's a clean sweep of steal by Mound City. Steal by Trevor Tubbs. He lays it up for two at the other end. Rockport will inbound it now. Now up the floor, Tubbs playing to that big right knee brace. Micah Makings, I think they call that a Euro step. A lot of people call it traveling, but it counts. It's going to be Micah Makings with four, and that will be a shot of the buzzer. No good around midcourt for Mound City, and you're after time score after one. Excuse me. Mound City 10, Rockport 8. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
10-8, Mound City with the lead over the Rockport Blue Jays in our boys' game.
Hey, Paul, we're taking care of some blood on the floor. You can
tell your 10-8, first quarter ending, Mound City with the two-point lead. And we continue here, doing a little cleanup here on the floor here before we get going in the second period. Mound City was the winner in the girls' game tonight. Final there, 48-38. The Panthers get the win. Del Rodell girls beat Fall City girls tonight over at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City. Games for Fall City and Del Rodell on sister station KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM tonight. Reminder, Friday night we'll have Rockport on the air. They will be taking on the East Atchison Wolves in the game at Rockport High School. Girls and boys basketball coming up on Friday night again here on Sunny 101.3. All right, what do we got? We got some blood somewhere. They're cleaning up out on the floor. Taylor Standifer, the football coach from Mount City, and Jason Tenney, assistant coach. looking for little red spots out there on the floor. One at the free throw line, one at the – Jake Shippen, the principal and athletic director. He's got a box of stuff to clean up. All right. All right, get it all cleaned up. Coach Tenney is going around spraying stuff that kills everything off. He makes their two guys come up and wipe it off. I think he got the good part of that job. They're checking players, not finding anything. And we'll be set to go here in just a minute, I think. So, 10-8, Mound City with the lead. 6 points for Trevor Tubbs in that first quarter. Mike Makings led Rockport with four. We'll have all the scoring coming up for you in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It's Highland Community College is close to home, but it's far from debt. You can check them out online at highlandcc.edu. All right, we've got her all cleaned up, ready to go. The officials are happy, and we're ready to get underway here with period number two. 10-8, Mound City, and the Panthers have the basketball. Up the floor, Zimbles off the pass to Quentin Brandon. Back over now to Salisbury. Quick pass to the inside. Trying to get underneath there is Tubbs. His pass taken away. Phillip Heron with the steal. And up the floor, Micah Makings off to Skillen, right side. Dribbles down one. In the corner, Cade Makings into the paint. Out to Skillen on the right side. He'll lob it across to Burke. Burke with a drive on the left side up, and he will be fouled. Salisbury was there, so was Summers. They're going to put it on Chance Summers for Mound City. His first team foul number three, and it puts Aiden Burke at the line. First free throw effort of the ball game, period, for either team. It's up and no good short. So one more coming here for senior Aiden Burke. Aiden getting ready, sets, fires, got it. One out of two, and we got a one-point ball game, 10-9. To the front court come the Panthers with it. Off to Summers on the left side, elevates the free throw line with a pass to Salisbury. Passes underneath. That first one went to Quentin Brandon, and he reversed it back. Shot up, no good, and it's a Rockport rebound and a trip the other way. Left side, Mike and Makings. Makings holding on to it here. To Burke, back around the horn. Mike and Makings, right side baseline, backs out to the wing. Elevates, no good, and the rebound picked up by Trevor Tubbs. Tubbs will bring it up the floor on the left side. Tried to cut to the middle. Pass to Summers on the left side wing. Back it comes to Tubbs. Cross court. Whoop. Loose ball. Picked up. Finds its way to Quentin Zimbles. Zimbles passes off. Comes down the line. Shot rejected by Burke. He'll give it to Makings. And here come the Blue Jays looking for a lead. No lead changes. No ties so far in this ball game. It's been all Mound City. Here's Micah Makings, reverse layup, no, Salisbury with another Panther rebound. Up the floor it goes, Tubbs. Tubbs holding, looking, inside it is Salisbury. A little 10-footer won't go, and the rebound brought down by Cade Makings. Cade to Micah, crosses midcourt, left side to Phillip Heron. Heron will hold it. Bounce pass into Cade Makings. Left hand off the glass. No. Rebound picked up by Brandon. Panthers moving the other way. Ahead to Zimbles. He'll pull up. He'll leave it in the lane with the pass, and it's knocked away. Intended for Trevor Tubbs. Here comes Micah Makings like a freight train through the middle. Dishes right side, and no on the three-pointer there for Skillen. Rebound to Zimbles. Keaton Zimbles comes up the floor. Crosses the midcourt stripe off the right side. Now gives it right back. Taken into the high post to Tubbs. Tubbs elevates, throws the pass underneath. It's up. It's good. Little alley-oop catch and shoot there for Chance Summers. And he got fouled. The foul will be on Aiden Burke. His first team foul number two. Summers has his second field goal and a chance at a three-point play here. The lead is 9. Free throw up, off, no good. Micah Makings with a rebound for Rockport. He'll push it up the floor to Cade Makings, and now back to Micah. Into the contest for Rockport, Brecken Kelly again. Also in there, Corbin Jacob. Give the ball to Burke. He runs from the left side to the right side, elevates short off the rim, and the rebound grabbed up by Summers. Summers ahead up the floor. Now with it will be Quentin Brandon. Forces his way into the middle. Excuse me, that was not 3. That was 13. That was Tubbs. And we got a foul. No, it is Brandon. It is number 3. I'm sorry. Foul on Rockport on Brecken Kelly. His first team foul, number 3. Even in that category, team fouls. So Quentin Brandon, free throw up and good. They'll have another one here. Panthers bring Cole Gillenwater off the bench. 5'9 junior checks in there for Salisbury. Free throw up, good again for Quentin Brandon. Is that the first sub of the game for Mount City? I think it is. Up the floor, we come the other way now. Rockport, Cade Makings. Off to Burke on the left side at the wing. He looks it over to Micah Makings with the pass back. It's tipped away. Good hustle by Trevor Tubbs. Right in front of the Mound City bench will be Cade Makings. Inbound the basketball. Out on the right side, Brecken Kelly back to the top. Cade Makings, right side, Burke. Thought about it, didn't. Free throw line. Fires the pass underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. Quick hands up there that time by Keaton Zembles. 14-9, Mound City by 5. Work the ball around the perimeter. A long three-pointer up, no good by Cade Makings. Rebound grabbed up by Micah Makings. Left side elbow to Burke. Out on the right side to Jacob, and we've got a whistle away from the ball and a foul on Brecken Kelly. His second, team foul number 4. 4:11 to go. Brecken Skillen back in there for Rockport. Bannock Skillen, excuse me. Got my Skillens mixed up here. All right. Come up the floor, pass to the middle, knocked away, stolen. Good job of the defense by Corbin Jacob. Now he'll work the ball up the floor, right side. Heron with it to Bannock Skillen. Left side to Burke. Burke guarded by Summers. Crosses over. Elevates toward the baseline and gets the rattler. It goes to the front edge of the rim. Hit the backboard and then fell in the hole for Aiden Burke. His first field goal. It's 14-11. Mound City by a tray. The other end now with it. It's going to be Zembles. Passing it back and forth. Now goes to the high post with it for Tubbs. And Tubbs attacked defensively. The ball knocked out of there by Corbin Jacob. Quentin Brandon sits down now. Gavin Salisbury back in. Bounce pass to the middle for Tubbs. Short on the shot from 15. Rebound brought down by the Blue Jays by Burke. Burke passes off. Gets it right back. Now goes to Skillen. To Micah Makings with a foot in the paint. Out of there, knocked away, stolen by the Panthers. Coming up the floor, 3-on-2. Now slowing down, turning around, shooting and scoring. Trevor Tubbs with the hoop makes it 16-11. Mound City lead, timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2:52 to play in the first half. Lead belongs to the Panthers, 16-11 over Rockport. Mike Makings dishes right side to Burke from 12 feet. Short side jumper, no. Rebound brought out of there by Tubbs. He's headed up the floor. He dishes underneath. Shot up blocked by Zembles. It's Tubbs with the rebound. He gets it out of there to Salisbury, and he goes to the hole, and he will be fouled by Corbin Jacob. His first team foul, number 5 of the half here on Rockport. Salisbury will be at the line here to shoot 2. 2.5 to play in this first half. Free throw rattles around. Out it goes. No good. Now get another one here. Salisbury, second one up, second one good. It's his first point of the game. That's unusual. Here's a steal by Salisbury. He lows in 1-on-3 and draws a foul on the Blue Jays. So the good, quick defense, the turnaround, and the foul will be called on Corbin Jacob. His second, team foul number 6, and back to the line again. Gavin Salisbury up, rattles out of there, won't go. They'll get another one. Senior gets set. Fires up. No. They're going in, it looks like, and they find a way out. Burke with a rebound. He gets it from Mike Megan. He goes down the lane. No. Rebound put back up. No good by Jacob. And a follow-up. Good. As we keep going there, and let's see who made that basket that time. There's a pass to the front court for Mound City into Summers. Back out top to Zembles. Zembles down the lane, dumps the ball inside. Shot up, no good by Tubbs. Rebound loose. Salisbury picks it up, and he got ran into and over and through by Phillip Heron, who picks up the foul. His first, and now it's going to put Salisbury to the line to shoot 1-1. Give that last bucket to Jacob. I'm not sure who got it, but I think he was underneath there scrapping for it. Free throw up, off the mark, no good for Gavin Salisbury. Rebound brought down by Tubbs. Tubbs around the horn to go Summers. Back to Tubbs on the left side. Hands the ball off, and Salisbury for 3. Short, no good, off the edge of the rim, and another rebound brought down by Aiden Burke. Ahead to Mike Macon with a minute 25 to go in the first half. 17-13, Mound City, Cade Makings with a drive, and he's fouled. No bucket. Salisbury going to get called for the foul here. That'll be his second. Fourth foul of the game on Mound City. First free throw, nope, second and third and fourth free throws. Cade Makings, his first trip of the line, it's up, it's off, no good. 4-point Panther lead, 1:22 to go in the first half. Girls won 48-30, and the free throw is good by Cade Makings. 17-14 to the front, Trevor Tubbs off to Zembles. Back in is Quentin Brand. Gets it, passes it. Tried to go to Summers and couldn't come up with. Pass a little close to him on the bounce. Micah Makings with a minute 3 at the free throw line. Now left side baseline with Cade Makings out to Burke. Left side for Jacob. Micah Makings leans in. Up, no. Rebound brought down. Handled by Quentin Brandon. Brandon to Tubbs with 45 seconds to go. Tubbs heads to the paint. Big collision, and now the officials are going to get together and decide if it was a charge or a block. It's a charge. He knew when they were getting together that there was going to be a decision to be made. Foul will be on Trevor Tubbs, his second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 5. Micah Makings ahead. Gets it to Jacob. Corbin to the baseline, back out to the top. Cade Makings, Micah, defender goes by to Burke. Down the paint he goes, right side, right hand, no. Rebound, Jacob in the paint, elevates, no, but a whistle and a foul. Salisbury may have just picked up his third. He did. Gavin with number three, team foul number six. Hand to the line to shoot two, Corbin Jacob. Jacob with 2 points in the ball game and no. 24 seconds left. It's a three-point lead for the Panthers, 17-14. This is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City, and Auburn. Free throw up and no. Rebound grabbed up by Tubbs. Tubbs will give it to his teammate, Symbols. Keaton walks across midcourt. Playing for one, nine on the clock, still dribbling, trying to go between two defenders, picked up by Tubbs, down the lane, off the glass, up and good. Tubbs trying to save the bacon there for Mound City, and at halftime, it's the Mound City Panthers 19 and the Rockport Blue Jays 14. 19-14 at halftime, Mound City leads it. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with your Highland Community College halftime scoreboard show on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines, conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here at Mound City. Got more cheerleaders. This is what, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade? Is that what they said? Fourth, fifth, and sixth graders this time. I think this is the last bunch we have. All right, let's look at the scoring brought to you by Highland Community College. They are close to home, but they're far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Halftime scoring, Rockport. Micah Makings with 4 points, 3 for Kate Makings, 3 more for Aiden Burke, 2 for Bannock Skillen, and two for Corbin Jacob for their total of 14. They are two out of six at the free throw line. For Mound City in the first half of the ball game tonight, they are led by Trevor Tubbs, who had 10 points in the first half. Four for Chance Summers tonight. 2 points for Keaton Zembles. 2 points the line for Quentin Brandon. And 1 point the free throw line for Gavin Salisbury. Mountain City went 3 of 8 in the free throw line. Gavin Salisbury has 3 fouls for the Panthers, 2 on Trevor Tubbs. For Rockport, 2 each on Brecken Kelly and Corbin Jacob in the first half. In the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Mountain City Panthers as they defeat Rockport 48-38, your final score. Mount City now 15-10 on the year, Rockport 9-12. 14 points for Katie Kreider, 11 for Sydney Meadows, and 10 for Elizabeth Lowcamper to lead Mount City. 19 in the ball game for Chaney Vogler to lead Rockport. Well, it's halftime here in the boys' game. The clock is winding, so we won't have quite as long a wait as we did for the girls' halftime here tonight. So the cheerleading going on, and the teams will hit the floor, and we'll be back. That's our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, get far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break, check the weather, and then be back with more basketball coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Low dips down to about 27 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 47. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Low dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website website, alfia.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Lead to the Mound City Panthers here at halftime. Coming up later this week, more high school basketball on the air here on Sunny 101.3. Coming up on Thursday night, the Johnson Brock Eagles will be at Freeman to take on the Falcons. A couple of highly ranked boys teams going at it there. The Johnson Brock girls, also a highly ranked team in Nebraska Class D1 basketball. Then on Friday night, East Atchison will be at Rockport for a girl-boy doubleheader. The East Atchison girls picked up a win tonight. They beat DeKalb by a final of 53-25 to pick up their 17th win of the season. Fall City girls lost tonight to Dylan O'Dell. That game over on KTNC. Final there was 51-46. Dylan O'Dell with the win. Coming up Thursday night, Fall City at HTRS on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Fall City at Humboldt Table Rock Center. And then Friday night on KTNC, Fall City Sacred Heart at Sydney, Iowa. That will be boys only on Friday night. And then after that, next week, believe it or not, it will be girls sub-district basketball starting next week. Postseason is arriving. It will be here next week, and we'll start to thin out the teams. Once you get to the postseason, once you lose, you're done, unless you get a wild card somewhere, and we'll see how that all goes. But that'll all get underway next week. District wrestling this week, the week after that, state tournament wrestling. All that stuff coming up here as the winter season is wrapping down. We'll take one more two-minute break. Be back with the second half of Mound City and Rockport Boys coming up on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We are ready to go here. Rockport heads back out on the floor as they get ready. Mound City huddled up with Coach Alan Ottman. So here we go. It's going to be Rockport basketball. They'll go left to right towards the south hoop here in the second half tonight. Inbounding the basketball to Micah Makings in the backcourt. Micah heads up the floor, gives off to Phillip Heron on the left side, and back to Bannock Skillen. Skillen with a quick pass to the right side to Cade Makings, drives into the paint, back out top to Ethan Burke. Burke, senior, looks right, drives left, takes the ball to the corner. Skillen for three, in, out, and wouldn't fall in. Foul on the rebound. Let's see. Foul on Rockport. That's going to go, I believe, on Burke. It is. Aiden Burke with a foul. His second team foul, number one of the half, obviously. So up the floor we come. Out on the right side, Chance Summers with it. To the top. Now with it is going to be Tubbs. Tubbs into a nice little bitty low bounce pass down low to Summers. And Summers just turned around and puts it up and off the glass. That was a terrific entry pass for Tubbs. To the other end we go. Heron gives the ball to Cade Makings over the right side to Aiden Burke. Burke looking inside. Can't find anybody. Goes to Micah Makings now. To Heron, left side to Skillen. Skillen will hold it, give the ball back, and then swinging around again now. Micah Makings with the basketball. Skillen, the left side to Burke. Burke dribbles into the paint. Down the lane he goes, right hand up and down. Aiden Burke with his second hoop has 5 points now. The lead is five for Mound City. Now, Summers in the corner. Inside to Tubbs. Elevate, shoots, no. Rebound, Salisbury. And we get a held ball on the rebound. He comes down. That'll stay with the Mound City in here this time. Inbounding from the baseline, Keaton Zembles. Keaton looks, tries to get it into Tubbs. Oh, nearly stole a nice play there by Micah Makings. Stepped up, got a hand on the ball, actually caught the ball, but he got his toe on the end line. So now inbounding, it will be brought in, and Summers will fire up. Partially blocked, might have got bumped off his spot there. Micah Makings with the rebound, used up his dribble. To the front, Keaton Burke to Phillip Heron out on the right side. Swinging around Burke, and it's a three ball. Missed it, too long. Rebound grabbed up by Salisbury. To Keaton Zembles in the middle of the Tubbs. Whoops. Somebody lost a basketball out of the stands. One of them little balls they throw up in the stands before the game. Came rolling out on the court. Referee blows the whistle. All right, into the game again. Brecken Kelly and Corbin Jacob for Rockport. Skillen and Heron will sit down now. Come the other way, Mound City ball. Salisbury thought about a triple, didn't do it. It goes inside. Tubbs, the pass behind him to Summers. Can't connect, gets the ball away to Quentin Brandon. He can't get the shot to go, and it's going to be Rockport with a rebound and a trip up the floor now. Leaning, firing, hitting the shot, and Micah Makings. He's got six and a chance at a three-point play here. Foul on the Mound City Panthers. Going to be on on Trevor Tubbs, his third. First foul of the half on Mound City. Free throw for Makings. Rattles and goes. And a 7-point lead for Mound City. has now been cut to a two-point lead for Mound City at the 5:25 mark. Third period. Zembles to Tubbs in the paint, comes down to Blue Jays, grabbing the basketball, and they're going to call a foul on Corbin Jacob, his third. Team foul number two. So three each on Salisbury and Tubbs for Mound City. Lob into Summers, catches it, the 6'7 senior. Can't connect, and the rebound comes down to Micah Makings. Makings up the floor, works to the left side, and gets the ball down to Jacob. Corbin dribble went in, oh, he lost the ball, he bounced it off his knee. Out of bounds on the end line, Mound City basketball with the 5:02 mark, the third. 2-point Panther lead up the floor. With it, Tubbs swinging around. Summers back inside to Tubbs. Out to Summers, top of the key. Going to dribble in, a 2-pointer. Up, no, and the rebound goes off Cade Makings into the chin of Jacob. He said, oh, that hurt. But he caught it, hung on to it. Aiden Burke into the lane. Up, no, whistle foul before the shot, I believe. I'm going to call it on the floor, I think, the foul, and that's going to be on Chance Summers, his second, team foul number two. Rockport will inbound, get it into Makings, and Micah Makings, 10-footer, no, Cade Makings a rebound, no, but a whistle and a foul. That foul on Quentin Brandon, his first, third foul of the half on Mound City here. And now Cade Makings at the line where he's 1-for-2 and now 2-for-3 on the night. Free throw is good. Second one up, and the second one is good. 21-21, that's our first tie of the ball game. Mound City has led the entire way here tonight until now. To the front, Zembles, inside pass. Tried to get him to Salisbury, knocked away. Micah Makings ends up with a loose ball. Burke thought about a triple. Down the lane he goes and swings the ball around. Now Micah Makings will reset the offense out top. Right side to Burke. He's going to fire the triple in and out. How did it come out? Boy. Summers the rebound. I don't know how that ball got out of there. Up the floor, Tubbs in the paint, elevates, one-hander up, no whistle, and a foul on the Rockport Blue Jays in a tie ball game. That foul, Corbin Jacob, that's his fourth. No, they called that on Brecken Kelly, number four, not on five. That referee has got his four and his five messing me up. Half line, Tubbs, free throw up, good, he'll get another one here. 22-21, Mound City. Second one on the way up, and second one good. Auburn girls picked up a win tonight, 53-45 over Syracuse in overtime. To the front we go, Rockport ball. Skillen in the paint, dumps it underneath, and a little turnaround three-footer from the left side up and good for Corbin Jacob. He's got four. Three ball, right side, up, no good. Too strong for Quentin Brandon. Loose rebound picked up. It Zembles with it. Gets it away inside to Tubbs. He can't connect. Burke comes down with a loose ball. And here comes Rockport with the ball to the front court. Micah Makings in a game tied at 23. Inside, Rockport looking for their first lead of the night. Wrap around pass to Skillen. Double teamed in the paint, gets it out of there. Heron for three, up on the rim, no, and the rebound to Summers. And Mound City, they lose it. Boy, it looked for all the world like that ball was out of bounds. No whistle. Tubbs in the paint, triple team pass, stolen by Micah Makings. Makings driving it up, three on three, whipped it around the back. Too much mustard on that one, Micah. Should either kept going or made just a regular pass. When he whipped it around his back, he hooked it too much and went right out of bounds. 23 all, Mound City basketball. Keaton Zembles will bring it up the floor for the Panthers, the right sideline. Now Summers, three ball, right corner on the rim, no. Salisbury with the tip up and in. His first field goal of the night. And the Panthers are up 25-23. Salisbury with 3 points in the game. That's his first field goal. And Rockford throws away at the other end. Skillen trying to hit underneath. Misfires. Timeout, Mound City up by two with 2:20 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's 25 for Mound City, 23 for Rockport here. It's third quarter, 2:20 to go. Panthers took the timeout. Ready to roll here. Panther ball. They'll bring it in and bring it up the floor. Keaton Zembles coming up the floor through the circle of midcourt. Off to Brandon. Back to Zembles. Back to Brandon. Right side Summers in the right corner. Out top Zembles. Keaton will go to Summers again. Skip it over the top now to Brandon. In the corner, Zembles tried to go inside, knocked away, ends up in the hands of Micah Makings. They tried to go to Tubbs in the middle. Now, Bannock Skillen with it, out top. Cade Makings, bounce pass down to Michael, led him a little bit too far. Ball out of bounds to Mound City with a minute 43 to go in the third. Zembles will walk it up the floor for the Panthers. Left side, Salisbury. Back out top between the circles. Now right side will be Brandon. Just in Zembles. Play catch against this defense of Rockport. Right side again, Brandon. His pass intended for Tubbs. Got away, but Tubbs recovers. He'll dribble it up. It's a 2-3 zone right now for Rockport. Two guys out top, everybody else along the baseline. And inside it goes. Tubbs can't connect, and the ball's out of bounds. Touch last by Summers. It will be Blue Jay basketball with a minute 6 to go in the third. 25-23. A long one would give Rockport their first lead of the night. Right side, Skillen drives down, gives the ball up for Cade Makings. Into the paint he goes. A whistle and a foul as he elevates the shot. Foul on Quentin Brandon, his second. Team foul number 4, and it's Cade Makings to the line, where he is 3 out of 4, and that one did not go. He'd made 3 in a row prior to that one. They'll have another one here. Up, and no. Rebound to Summers. Free throw shooting has not been the best for either team here in this ball game tonight. 43 seconds ago. Let's see if Mound City wants to hold for one here. Two teams that aren't really built for that. But we'll see. Tubbs dribbles back and forth along the midcourt line. Now has in the left corner with 25 on the clock. So, and he lost the ball. Now picks it up, gets it away to Zembles. 19 on the clock. It's counting down. Zembles in the midcourt circle. Zembles out top, continues to dribble. Guarded now by Jacob. Zembles throws cross court. Micah Makings with a steal, and he'll lay it up at the other end. It's good, and that will end the quarter. We'll go to the fourth quarter, all tied up at 25 apiece. Between Rockport and Mound City, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Sunny 101.3.
Court ball down the lane. Aiden Burke up. No good. It rolls off. And we get a foul on the rebound. Might be on Summers over the back. And it is. 15 foul, 15 there. Chance Summers picks up his third. Fifth foul on the Panthers here in the second half. Rockford's committed three so far in this second half, I'm trying to say. Bring the ball in now with the ball. Phillip Heron. Defender goes down. Heron runs the lane. Up, layup won't go. Rebound to Brandon. Brandon to Tubbs down the lane. Out to Salisbury. Fake the three. Drives the paint. It's up. It's good. Salisbury was five, and Rockford just can't get a lead. They've tied it three times. They've not got ahead. Now they take time out in a 27-25 ball game, and we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Rockport basketball, they'll inbound it. Coach Aaron Carpenter for the Rockport Blue Jays. He was one unhappy customer during that timeout. He let his players know about it. Not happy with something going on. Micah Makins with it in the front court off to Bracken Skillet on the left side. Bannock gets the ball to Perk. Now to Kate Makins. Micah Makins comes out, takes the pass, three-pointer up, no rebound brought down by Chance Summers of the Mountain City Panthers. Two-point Panther lead to Tubbs. They'll move up the middle between the circles. Out it goes to Quentin Brandon. Brandon, 2 points, looking for his first field goal tonight. Summers with it. Cross court now to Salisbury. Salisbury to Tubbs. Bounce is going to weave a little bit here. Now they go in the corner. Salisbury fakes right, drives in toward the paint, up, no good on the shot, recovered by Brandon. His shot was rejected. Salisbury thought he got fouled, didn't get a whistle, and at the other end, it's Rockport basketball. Panthers have it. Give it off to Bannock Skillet, left side, holds it. Into Micah Makins, down low, left side with a scoop from the left side, up and good. 11 now for Micah Makins in the ball game. Tied at 27, or fourth the tie. At the other end, Tubbs to Salisbury. Tubbs down the lane, tipped away, lost the handle on it. On the floor, heads up play by Rockport. They get the steal. And Cade Makins got control of the ball, rolled over, called timeout. I normally don't like those calls to save the possession, but we're getting close here. Good decision. Timeout, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hips or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Falls City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:50 left in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 27 for the fourth time tonight. We're tied. Rockport has the ball looking for their very first lead in the ball game. Brecken Kelly with the basketball. Bounces it to Aiden Burke. Into the paint he goes. And he will be fouled. He gets to the lane, tries to scoop it up. He'll be at the line shooting two for the lead. Foul on Brandon. Quentin Brandon picks up his third. Team foul number six. Rockport's going to be in the bonus the rest of the game. Every Mountain State foul will put them at the free throw line now. So Aiden Burke, one for two at the line. It's up, it's good, and Rockport has their first lead of the ball game, 28-27. Second free throw coming for the Rockport Blue Jays senior. It's up, it's good. Switched them both. And it's now Rockport by two. Panther ball in the backcourt. Keaton Zimble, left side. He'll go to Brandon. Now swinging around the right side, Salisbury. Against that zone, lob it high post, making the catch, Tubbs. Right hand up and good. Just climbed over the front again. And we're tied at 29. To the front court, Rockport. Burke, left side, spins down the lane, up and got it with the right hand. Aiden Burke with four straight points for Rockport, and they lead 31-29. Ahead, Salisbury underneath Summers, lets the defenders play, let one go by. The second one went up in the air and landed on his shoulder. Foul on Rockport is going to be on Cade Makins, his second, team foul number four. Not a shooting foul. So inbounding will be Zimbles. Summers out top to Tubbs. Back to Zimbles inside. Summers on the baseline, forced out of there. Salisbury, three ball, left corner. It's up, it's down. His first triple of the night, and Mound City takes the lead back, 32-31, 4:34 to go. Salisbury went for the steal, slid out of bounds, couldn't come up with the ball after he knocked it loose. Rockport ball at midcourt. I believe each team's got a couple of timeouts left. Inbound the ball to Skillen. He'll dribble up against Zimbles. Off to Burke, works to the middle, free throw line jumper, no. Rebound loose, Salisbury runs it down, one on four, he's going to take it in there anyway and shoot it off the glass, no. Rebound to Rockport, you might want to wait for your help from teammates that time. One on four is not in your odds, not in your favor. Aiden Burke, right side to Micah Makings. Rockport trying to get the lead back, down by one. 3:57 to play in the fourth. Skillen, back and in. Turns underneath, cutter to the basket. Up, in and out on the layup. No good by Jacob. Rebound brought down by Micah Makings. Good job not to travel. Shot it, missed it, got it back again, shoots it, and scores it. And he got fouled. A couple of big rebounds by Makings and a bucket. Put his team back in front, 33-32. The Panther foul on, going to be on 21, Keaton Zimbles, his first. Makings at the line, up and good, a three-point play. He's now got 14 points, and it's a two-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game. Now, I think they had a two-point lead earlier. Rockport with the lead now. Left side. Brandon around to Salisbury. Salisbury heats up from that outside. You need to watch out. With it, Tubbs. Double team to the free throw line. Away to Salisbury. Wanted a three. Didn't have room for it. Now he'll fire as he backs up. In and out won't go. A one-hand tip up no good by Tubbs. Would not go. 3 minutes left. Micah Makings in the front court. Out top, Aiden Burke over to Skillen. Skillen, a defender, goes by. Three-pointer up, three-pointer down. And that is the first long one of the night for Bannock Skillen. He's got five of the biggest lead of the ball game for Rockport. They're up by five. To the front now with it, Tubbs. Tubbs looking right side to Quentin Brandon. Back to Tubbs. and a three ball for Tubbs. Short front edge, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Cade Makings. Mound City had been doing a good job. They just need to run that same offense. Attacking the inside, they've been doing pretty well. With it, Hayden Burke, 2:13 on the clock. Ball tipped away by Summers. Summers now, Hayden Burke down the lane, tripped, fouled, and that may, well, it's either one and one or two shots. That'll be the only decision we made here. Foul on Summers. I'm going to call it a block. Chance Summers with his fourth foul. Team foul number eight. Hayden Burke will be at the line. He's got 9 points. Looking for 10 here. Just shooting one and one. It's up. It's good. So 10 points now for Burke. 14 for Micah Makings. The lead is 6 with 2:05 to go. Up and short, no good. Rebound to Summers. So now we come the other way and drive it in. Blocking foul. Mound City went for the drive. Foul on Aiden Burke will be his third. Team foul number 5 on Rockport. Tubbs will be at the line to shoot 2. He is 2 for 2 at the line, has 14 points in the game. Panthers need the free throws when the clock's not running. Up, good. That makes it a 5-point game with 1:59 to go. Second free throw for the Mound City senior coming up, and good again. Don't believe he's the man you want to foul to get in that situation. 1:55 to go. Up the floor, Micah Makings. Rockport's got the lead by 4. The clock on their side. Burke heads into the paint. In trouble. Jumps. Pass. Tipped. Knocked away. And Keaton Zemel saved. Tried to save it in, but his toe hit the line before he got elevated to throw the ball back in. Rockport ball underneath their own bucket. Into Skillen. Out top to Jacob. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers now. Right side, Cade Makings. Dribbles to the left. Hands off to Burke. Run a little 1-4 out here. Now it's Burke. Makings comes out to get it. Now it will be Micah Makings. Left, turns right, into the paint, down. Shot blocked by Summers, put up there. And the loose ball is controlled by Rockport. Timeout Blue Jays with 1:08 to go in the ball game. They have a 4-point lead. We return to Mound City after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Mound City High School. It's 38-34, Rockport with the lead over the Mound City Panthers. We have Rockport ball on their end of the floor. They can throw it to the backcourt, but they get it into Aiden Burke's front court with 1:05 to go. Burke driving down the paint, right hand up off the glass, won't go. Rebound brought down by Brandon. Nearly lost it on the outlet. Now to Tubbs, down by 4 of the Panthers. They don't need a 3. Brandon will shoot it, miss it. Rebound Cade Makings. And an immediate foul by Quentin Brandon. His 4th, team foul number 9. So the last 1-1 of the ball game for Rockport with 47 seconds to go. The rest of them will be 2-shot fouls. Cade Makings at the line to shoot 1-1. He has made 2-3 out of 5, and it's up. It's good. I'll have another one. 4 out of 7 and 5 out of 8 as he knocks them both down. The lead is 5 with 47 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor. The 6-point lead to Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
40-34, Rockport leads. 47 seconds left in the ball game. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 5 ties, 3 lead changes. 2 of the ties, all 3 lead changes here in the fourth quarter. Mound City led the entire game until the 5:38 mark of the fourth quarter when Rockport took their first lead of the game. Keaton Zemmels standing out front drilling. Need to move the ball in the corner. And now 3-ball up, off the mark, no good by Quentin Brandon. Rebound to Rockport and a foul on Trevor Tubbs, his 4th, with 34.6 seconds left. Mound City didn't just hustle up the floor that time and dribble the basketball. At the free throw line, Aiden Burke. This is 2 because that was the 10th team foul. So Burke at the line. Maybe. We got Blood. Yep. Chance Summers. Got Blood on his shoulder. And the referee says, coach, put a Band-Aid on it or some tape or something. So we'll get that going here in just a second. Seconds to go. Rockport with the lead, trying to split the girl boy doubleheader tonight. Mound City won the girls game by 10, 48-38. Back at Fall City High School, at the end of 3, Del Rodel boys lead Fall City 34-33. So Summers will sit as they work on that cut. Cole Gillenwater back in. Aiden Burke at the line to shoot a pair. On the way up, in, out, and back in it goes. That makes it a 7-point lead. That one was huge. It makes it a 3-possession game. Second one coming for the Rockport senior. On the way up, and got it again. Switched that one. And the lead is 8. And now Summers coming back in for Gillenwater. Boy, Mount C is just not sub much at all in this ball game. All right, throw the ball in. Salisbury coming up the floor. Get it to Tubbs. Down the lane he goes. The runner up. No. Got his own rebound. It's up and he's fouled. Oh, my goodness. Mistake there you don't want to make. Tubbs with the shot. Good. He has 18 in the game now. Looking for 19 here on the bonus free throw. It's up and off. No good. Aiden Burke with a rebound for Rockport. And a quick foul on Mound City again. Where are we coming from? That foul will go on Zimbles. Keaton picks up number 2. And at the free throw line is Aiden Burke again, shooting 2 more. 23.9 seconds left. This one's up. This one rattles out of there. Usually here at Mound City, these are about the softest rims we see anywhere we go. A lot of shots go in here that you don't think are going to go in other places. I thought normally that one would have went. Second one up and off the back. That one won't go. Salisbury with a long rebound. The Panthers down by six. Tubbs for three. Up to no. And a rebound. Zembles gets it. Tubbs out to Salisbury for three. Got it. With 11.8 to go, Salisbury hits it. That gives him 11. Now, with 11.8 seconds to go, we got a three-point lead for Brockport. Timeout, Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Mound City has called their last timeout. Rockport has one left if they need it on the inbound. Mound City could really use a steal here, down by three. If they have to foul, it's two free throws at the other end. Inbounding will be Cade Makings, 6 foot junior for Rockport. They have Corbin Jacob down in the paint at the offensive end. Better send somebody back. There you go. Send somebody back to guard him. Cade Makings looking. He throws it in to. That's going to go into Aiden Burke, and he is fouled immediately by Quentin Brandon, who fouls out with 2 points with 10.6 seconds to go. But it gets that point, you got a foul. So out goes Quentin Brandon. In comes Cole Gillenwater. And the line again is Burke. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Make it 6 free throws he's made this quarter. 7 for the game. Missed 3. Missed 4 for the game. Up. Good. Gets both of those. Now the lead is 5. Out to Summers for 3. Up and good. No timeouts. Rockport needs to stand out of bounds and hold the ball. Exactly. Good play, fellas. They did not have to inbound as the clock was under 5 seconds to go when the ball went in the hoop, and you got 5 seconds to get it in, so they didn't need to inbound it at all. And that is your final. Rockport 44, Mound City 42. 44-42. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Mound City High School. Your final in our boys' game tonight, 44-42. Rockport with the win. Leading the score tonight for the Blue Jays. They're now 14-7 on the year. It's Micah Makings and Aiden Burke with 14 apiece in the game. Burke scored 9 of his in the fourth quarter, 7 of them at the free throw line. 7 for Cade Makings, 5 for Brannick Skillen, and 4 more for Corbin Jacob for their total of 44. For Mound City, They are led tonight by Trevor Tubbs, who had 18 points in the game. Then we have 11 for Gavin Salisbury, 2 points for Quentin Brandon, 6 for Chance Summers, and 5 for Keaton Zembles in tonight's contest. So Brockport did good job in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. They made 10 free throws in that fourth quarter, missing just 3. They went 15-24 in the game, 10-13 in the fourth quarter. Mound City only went 2-for-3 in the fourth quarter, and they went just 7-of-13 for the ball game. So Mound City now 15-10 on the year. Rockport 14-7 in the girls' game tonight. Mound City got their 15th win against 10 losses, 48-38 the final over Rockport. Now 9-12 on the year. Leading the way, Katie Kreider with 4 triples and 14 points. The game, Sydney Meadows had 11, and 10 for Elizabeth Lowcamper for Mound City, 19 for Shaney Vogler for Rockport now, like I said, 9-12 on the year. We will have Rockport basketball again for you coming up Friday night as they host the East Atchison Wolves and a girl-boy doubleheader. That will be coming your way Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. So again, 44-42, the final in our boys' game tonight here. Rockport gets the win. That's going to wrap it up for Mount City High School. Thanks for listening in.